The Meditation from Thais. That's music by Jules Massenet, and that came from a live recording made back in 2019 at Roy Thomson Hall that won the TSO a Juno Award for Classical Album of the Year in the Vocal or Choral category. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO here on the New Classical FM. Well, this week, the TSO opened their season with thrilling performances of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring and Gershwin's Piano Concerto in F featuring soloist Jean-Yves Thibaudet. Well, that is just the beginning with so much great music and a wonderful soloist to look forward to this season, including some stellar Canadians. Here to tell us more is TSO CEO Mark Williams. Mark Williams, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hello, thank you.
It's great to have you as a regular. So the TSO has always been at the forefront of celebrating Canadian talent. And this season, there is a special focus on two Canadian artists. There's the Spotlight Artist feature in the season that Gustavo Jimeno brought in. And this year, two Canadians, violinist James Ennis and Emily D'Angelo. Tell us about what their role will be this season.
The Spotlight Artist program was really created to build deeper connections with guest artists between the orchestra and with the community. And it's a very flexible platform because it gives us an opportunity not just to hear those folks multiple times on stage in a variety of repertoire, but for them to play chamber music with members of our orchestra, to engage in community engagement activities, to engage in educational activities. So in a way, it's designed to just bring them closer to us. This year is very special because James Ennis and Emily D'Angelo are both Canadian artists. Emily D'Angelo is a spectacular mezzo-soprano, and she'll be singing two very different pieces with us this season. One is a collection of songs by women from over many centuries that have been sort of reimagined and reorchestrated into a spectacular suite. And then earlier in the season, she'll be singing with us the Bear seven early songs. From James Ennis, we'll be hearing him in just a few weeks playing the Barber Violin Concerto. And it's especially gratifying to have James Ennis in this role because he has had a long relationship with our audiences and with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. And this is an opportunity to build and deepen that relationship. And to hear James Ennis, who, in my opinion, is one of the most pristine violinists before the public today, playing the Barber Concerto, which just kind of lives and dies on that purity of sound and that kind of innocence in a way, I think it's just going to be spectacular.
And a reminder to our listeners that James Ennis actually won a Grammy for his recording of that very concerto with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, sort of a rare moment where a Canadian recording actually won a classical Grammy.
Indeed, and very well deserved.
Absolutely. I'm actually curious about the community engagement aspects of what these artists might be engaging in.
Well, one of the things that's so great about it is flexible. So it gives us an opportunity to go and have a conversation with the artist to say, well, what are you interested in? We have a number of programs that are already set up. We're working with young people via their schools. We're working with young musicians, seniors in care, people who are seeking treatment at CAMH as part of their Indigenous Healing Institute. There are lots of relationships that we have in the community. So it's an opportunity to go to the artist and say, what inspires you? Where do you think you can add value? And then kind of build something bespoke around that. So it's quite creative in that way.
So it'll be fun to see what it is that I'm sure you'll tell us more about that as the time approaches. On a completely different topic, ticket sales and subscription rates, I hear, were notably high last year. And I'm wondering, to what do you attribute this wonderful momentum?
Oh, there's so many reasons to think that. I mean, of course, it was the centennial season, and I think there was great excitement about celebrating 100 years of this great orchestra and the relationships that they've had in the community. I think we're also, I don't know about you, but I'm sick of being at home. I'm ready to get back to real life, being out there and experiencing all the wonderful things that make living in this great city all so great. I would also say that we've made great efforts to diversify our programming and to diversify our messaging to make sure that the variety, the amplitude, the diversity of programming of artists that we're bringing is really reaching our community. So my hope would be that members of our community kind of see themselves in our programming, whether it's our Reggae Roots program that we did here in Toronto and took to Brampton, whether it's a film program, Coco, Black Panther, Beethoven, that they're all of these entry points for many people in our community to say, yes, I'm a lover of music, and therefore the Toronto Symphony Orchestra is a place for me. That is, at the highest level, the message that we want everyone to know. If you love music and you live in this community, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra is for you, and there's a place for you in our offering.
Let's talk about your most immediate offering coming up next weekend, September 28th through 30th. Shongjin Show returns, and the Poem of Ecstasy. Tell us about this program. It looks amazing.
Well, Shongjin Cho is a brilliant young Korean pianist. He won the 17th International Chopin Competition in 2015. So to say that he is a poet who happens to play the piano, I think that might be a good way to describe him. But this is such an interesting program. It's Jimmy Lopez's Synesthesia, Rhapsody Espanol of Ravel, the Ravel left-hand piano concerto, and then Scriabin's Poem of Ecstasy. So synesthesia is I guess it would be a condition where people see and associate colors with certain tones. Now, I can barely hold, carry a tune in a bucket, so I can't imagine what it must be like to have a visual and physical experience with hearing music. And so, in a sense, the program looks at this concept in two ways. One from Scriabin's Poem of Ecstasy. Scriabin had synesthesia, and that concept is built into many of his pieces. In fact, I believe it's the Poem of Ecstasy that has a part for color organ. So this could be done essentially with a light show that would sort of mimic the kinds of colors and whatnot that he would see. So you have these two pieces that deal with this topic of synesthesia, bookending the program. Ravel's left-hand piano concerto, again, it's only for one hand. And I think if you think you're getting, you're not getting your money's worth by seeing the pianist use both hands, I can tell you this piece is a tour de force. It is so beautiful, so dramatic, so dark. It was written for Wittgenstein, I believe, who lost his right hand in the First World War. But this is a great, deep piece of music, quite, quite dark. And then to have that balanced out with Ravel's Rhapsody Espanol, which takes you on a trip to sunny Spain. I just think it's a wonderful program. It's a program that really deals with color, visual color, and sonic color.
What a great description. Thank you so much, Mark Williams. We really look forward to not only this next offering, but so much more to come at the TSO. The season is young.
Indeed it is. Thank you for having me.
That was TSO CEO Mark Williams. Let's have a listen ahead to the October performance he described so well. Here is the pristine James Ennis with his award-winning Barber Violin Concerto.